Dobré ráno.
Open your Bibles in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Otvorme si Biblie do 2. Korinským 5. kapitoly.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2. Korinským 5. kapitola.
Verse 15.
Verš 15.
5:15.
Takže 5:15.
Let me read to you.
Okay.
Second Corinthians 5:15. The Bible says, "And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. I didn't have any reason to live."
Ktorí sme usúdili toto, že ak jeden zomrel za všetkých, tedy všetci zomreli a za všetkých zomrel preto, aby tí, ktorí žijú, nežili už viacej sebe, ale tomu, ktorý zomrel za nich i vstal z mŕtvych.
I learned this when I was 17 years old.
Ja som nemal dôvod, prečo žiť, až pokým som sa nenaučil toto, keď som mal 17 rokov.
I was born in a non-Christian home.
Narodil som sa do neveriacej rodiny.
Actually, my parents didn't have anything to do with religion.
Moji rodičia nemali nič dočinenia s náboženstvom.
In Brazil, we are considered basically a Catholic country.
Brazília sa považuje za katolickú krajinu.
So somehow every person, even without connection to religion, knows something about Roman Catholicism.
Takže každý, aj tí, čo nemajú žiaden kontakt s náboženstvom, niečo vedia o rímskej katolíckej cirkvi.
My parents never taught me anything about Catholicism, but my mom told me that worship idols was wrong.
Rodičia ma nikdy nič nenaučili o katolicizme, ale hovorili mi, že uctievanie modiel je zlé.
That's what this one was the only teaching I received about religion in my family.
Toto bolo jediné učenie, čo som dostal o náboženstve od mojej rodiny.
I was raised by loving parents.
Vychovali ma milujúci rodičia.
I have an older sister who is really great person.
Mám staršiu sestru, ktorá je naozaj super človek.
And I was raised in a cute little town in front of the beach in Brazil.
A ja som vyrastal v peknom malom mestečku na pláži v Brazílii.
So until I was 9 years old, I grew up in the city with a lot of friends, living a really cool life.
Takže až pokým som mal 9 rokov, som žil v meste, kde som mal kamarátov a žil výborný život.
When I was 9 years old, my parents they got divorced.
Ale keď som mal 9 rokov, tak sa moji rodičia rozišli.
And I had to make the tough decision kids with divorced parents have to make. Are you going to live with your father or with your mother?
A tak som musel urobiť to ťažké rozhodnutie, čo deti z rozvedených rodín musia urobiť. Budem žiť s otcom alebo s matkou?
I became the only one amongst my friends who had parents who got divorced.
Bol som jediný medzi mojimi kamarátmi, ktorý mal rozvedených rodičov.
So when I was 10 years of age, my mom got married again.
Tak keď som mal 10 rokov, tak sa moja mama zase vydala.
And we moved away to another city.
A presťahovali sme sa do iného mesta.
And then my stepfather came into my life.
A vtedy prišiel môj nevlastný otec do života.
An incredible man, a great friend of mine even nowadays.
Úžasný človek, výborný kamarát až do dnešného dňa.
But he's an atheist.
Ale je ateista.
And he somehow influenced me towards atheism.
A ovplyvnil ma k ateizmu.
I started my teenage years without any reason to live.
Moje tínedžerské roky som začal bez dôvodu na život.
I was a good boy.
Bol som dobrý chlapec.
My friends' parents liked their sons to hang out with me.
Rodičia mojich kamarátov boli radi, keď ich deti strávili svoj čas so mnou.
I didn't get involved with anything wrong like drinking, doing drugs or stealing or doing some other stuff.
Nebol som zapojený do ničoho zlého ako drogy, pitie, kradnutie, nič zlé.
But at the same time I was a very sad teenager.
Ale zároveň som bol veľmi smutný teenager.
I had few friends, I lived far away from city.
Mal som iba pár priateľov, býval som ďaleko od mesta.
I totally didn't care for my studies.
Moje štúdium ma absolútne netrápilo.
I was a horrible student. I had to take the 5th grade and the 7th grade twice because I didn't learn anything.
Bol som hrozný študent, musel som opakovať 5. a 7. ročník.
I went to school, then I jumped through the wall to go away.
Keď som išiel do školy, tak som potom preskočil bránku, aby som tam nemusel byť.
On the weekends I used to go to my father's house to stay there with him and with my friends.
Na víkendy som chodieval k môjmu otcovi a tam som trávil čas s kamarátmi.
I had a lot of fun, but it was just empty.
Mal som tam veľa zábavy, ale bolo to prázdne.
I was shy.
Bol som hanblivý.
I was dummy.
Bol som hlúpy.
I didn't believe in anything.
Ničomu som neveril.
But when I was 16, about to turn 17 years of age,
ale keď som mal 16 rokov, už sa blížila moja 17-ka.
Some of my cousins, they lived in another town. They invited me to spend the summer with them.
Moji bratranci, ktorí žili v inom meste, ma pozvali, aby som strávil leto s nimi.
And they are believers.
A oni sú veriaci.
So during the time I was with them, sometimes they took me to the church with them.
Tak počas tej doby, čo som bol s nimi, tak ma niekoľkokrát zobrali do zhromaždenia.
But I never paid attention in anything.
Ale som nikdy nedával pozor aj tak.
And the only time I discussed stuff about religion was to question if that was real or not.
A jediný krát, keď som sa rozprával o náboženstve, tak bolo iba keď som to útočil na náboženstvo.
But one day at the end of the summer.
Ale jedného dňa na konci leta.
It was Saturday. March 16, 1996.
Bola to sobota 14. marca 1996.
I was with my cousins. I was about to go home on the next day.
Bol som s mojimi bratrancami a na ďalší deň som mal ísť domov.
And they invited me to go to a youth group with them.
A zavolali ma, aby som s nimi išiel na mládežnícke stretnutie.
So we got to this meeting.
Tak sme tam prišli.
And for the first time in my life I listened to the gospel, the full gospel.
A prvýkrát v živote som počul evanjelium, plné evanjelium.
But while the pastor was preaching, before he shared the points of the gospel, he was preaching about Samson's life.
Ale predtým, než ten pastor povedal evanjelium, tak hovoril o Samsonovi a jeho živote.
And he was talking about Samson, this cool, handsome, strong guy.
Hovoril o Samsonovi, tomto cool, silnom, peknom mužovi,
who lived thousands of years ago in Israel,
ktorý žil pred tisíckami rokov v Izraeli.
God had chosen this man to be a judge amongst his people.
A Boh si vyvolil tohto človeka, aby bol sudcom medzi jeho ľuďmi.
He gave him a good family and he gave him a good education.
Boh mu dal dobrú rodinu, dobré vzdelanie.
But this man, he threw everything away.
Ale tento muž všetko zahodil.
This young guy just wanted to hang out with girls and do whatever came to his mind.
Tento mladý človek chcel len tráviť čas s dievčatami a robiť čo chce.
And the end result of it is that he died because of his sins.
A výsledok je to, že zomrel kvôli svojim hriechom.
And he died in a very shameful situation.
A zomrel vo veľmi zahambujúcich okolností.
But even though the Lord was merciful on him and gave him his last request, his last wish at the point he died.
Ale aj tak Boh bol milostivý naproti nemu a doprial mu jeho posledné želanie, keď zomieral.
Somehow I felt this identification with Samson's life on that message.
Keď počas tejto kázne som sa dokázal vcítiť do Samsonovej kože.
I was going the same direction. I was a young man with a great family, good friends.
Išiel som rovnakým smerom. Bol som mladý človek so super rodinou, dobrými kamarátmi.
Good opportunities to keep going my own with my life.
Dobré možnosti, aby som pokračoval svoj život.
And I was wasting everything.
Ale ja som všetko len tak premáhal.
But the pastor said that if you don't want to have the same fate as Samson, there is hope for you.
Ale pastor povedal, že ak nechcete mať rovnaký osud ako Samson, tak je pre vás nádej.
And on that night I learned that I was a good boy, I was a good person.
A ten večer som sa naučil, že som dobrý chlapec, dobrý človek.
But I was a sinner.
Ale som hriešnik.
And because I was a sinner, I couldn't have a relationship with God.
A pretože som bol hriešnik, som nemohol mať vzťah s Bohom.
And because I couldn't have a relationship with God, I couldn't go to heaven, I couldn't live with the Lord.
A pretože som nemal vzťah s Bohom, som nemohol ísť do neba a nemohol som s ním žiť.
And, but he also, I also learned that it wasn't because of my goodness or because anything I could do that I could have a relationship with the Lord.
A takže som sa naučil, že to nie je kvôli mojej dobrote ani kvôli ničomu, čo môžem ja spraviť, aby som dostal môj vzťah s Bohom na správnu cestu.
But the Lord Jesus Christ has had died on the cross to give his life to pay the price for my sins.
Ale Ježiš Kristus zomrel na kríži, aby zaplatil tú cenu za môj život.
And because he paid the price and on the third day he rose again, he came back from the dead to have victory over death, I could have life with him also.
A pretože zomrel a na tretí deň stal z mŕtvych a porazil smrť, tak ja s ním môžem mať osobný život.
In Jesus I could have a new life.
V Ježišovi môžem mať nový život.
In Jesus I could have a reason to live.
V Ježišovi môžem mať dôvod, prečo žiť.
In Jesus I could have a relationship with God.
V Ježišovi môžem mať vzťah s Bohom.
In Jesus I could have goals, I could have dreams, I could have a lot of things.
V Ježišovi môžem mať plány a sny, môžem mať veľa vecí.
And on that evening when the pastor gave the invitation, I stood up and I went in front of everybody and I gave my life to Christ.
A v ten večer, keď pastor nás vyzval, aby sme urobili toto rozhodnutie, tak som sa postavil a išiel dopredu a dal som svoj život Bohu.
And I always remember the thing I most remember on that evening was the experience I had.
A to, čo si pamätám najviac celého večera, je ten zážitok, čo som prežil.
Imagine like a bottle of water empty.
Predstavte si vyprázdniť fľašu vody.
Can I have this bottle of water? Imagine this bottle empty.
Predstavte si túto fľašu prázdnu.
And when you go under the sink and you start filling it with water.
A idete pod kohútik a začnete naplňať tú fľašu.
And you see the water coming slowly over and on and on and on.
A vidíte, ako tá voda ide hore a hore a hore.
Until the point it starts coming out.
Až pokým sa začne vylievať.
I felt like a bottle.
Cítil som sa ako taká fľaša.
Being filled with something, some joy, peace, something I couldn't describe.
Bol som naplňovaný niečím, pokojom, radosťou, niečím.
And at some point it started overflowing.
A zrazu to začalo pretekať.
And from that moment on my life was changed.
A od toho momentu sa môj život zmenil.
I received such a joy and peace and I things I couldn't describe at that point.
Dostal som taký pokoj a takú radosť, ako sa nedá opísať.
Nowadays I know by the word of God that I received the peace that goes beyond all understanding.
Teraz viem z čítania Božieho slova, že som prijal pokoj, ktorý prevyšuje každý rozum.
Now I know that on that moment I received a new life, I received a new heart, I received the Holy Spirit.
V tom momente som dostal nový život, nové srdce, dostal som Svätého Ducha.
My nature was changed.
Moja prirodzenosť sa zmenila.
My everything was changed.
Moje všetko sa zmenilo.
And then on Sunday I had to go back home.
A potom v nedeľu som musel ísť naspäť domov. Vedel som o jednom zbore, lebo môj kamarát žil za tým
so
zborom.
I decided to go to this church.
Tak som sa rozhodol, že do tohto zboru pôjdem.
And I was received there.
Prijali ma tam.
And then it's my the church which sent me to the mission field.
A je to ten zbor, ktorý ma vyslal na misiu.
And there I grew in my faith, in my understanding of the Lord.
A tam som rastol v mojej viere a v mojom poznaní Boha.
And there I took my first steps in the Christian faith.
Tam som robil moje prvé kroky v mojom kresťanskom živote.
And there I got my first Christian friends who made the whole difference in my life.
Tam som našiel mojich prvých kresťanských kamarátov, ktorí spravili
and everything changed.
Ktorí zmenili môj život úplne a veľa vecí sa zmenilo.
I always had a good relationship with my parents, but this improved.
Vždycky som mal dobrý vzťah s mojimi rodičmi, ale toto to aj tak ešte zlepšilo.
Now I had a reason to live.
Teraz som mal dôvod na život.
I became a good student.
Stal som sa dobrým študentom.
I realized that if I wanted to be something in my life, I needed to study.
Uvedomil som si, že ak chcem niečo dosiahnuť v živote, tak musím študovať.
And I believe that the Lord gave me all of those all understanding everything that I learned from that moment on.
A verím, že Boh mi dal všetko to vzdelanie a všetko to porozumenie, čo som sa odvtedy naučil.
And throughout the years then this passage of the scriptures started being part of my life.
A odvtedy toto, čo sme čítali, sa stalo skutočnosťou v mojom živote.
2 Corinthians 5:15.
2. Korinským 5:15.
And he died for all that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
A za všetkých zomrel, preto, aby tí, ktorí žijú, nežili už viacej sebe, ale tomu, ktorý zomrel za nich i vstal.
Jesus died for you.
Ježiš zomrel za teba.
Jesus was raised from the dead for you.
Ježiš vstal z mŕtvych pre teba.
Jesus ascended to heaven and he's sitting at the right side of God for you.
Ježiš vystúpil na nebo a sedí po pravici Boha pre teba.
And if you never took a time to invite Jesus to come to your life and be part of your life.
Ak si ešte nikdy nepoprosil Boha, aby prišiel do tvojho života, aby sa stal súčasťou tvojho života.
And change your heart and fill you as he feels as we fill the bottle under the sink.
Aby vstúpil do teba a aby ťa naplnil, ako keď naplňame tú fľašu vodou.
I invite you to do it because this is the best decision you can make to you.
Pozývam vás, aby ste urobili toto rozhodnutie, lebo to je to najlepšie rozhodnutie, aké môžete spraviť.
And this is the way that according to the scriptures you're going to find reason to live.
A podľa písem, toto je tá cesta, ako nájdete dôvod pre život.
We live for him.
Žijeme pre neho.
Because he died for us.
Lebo on zomrel za nás.
And we don't live our lives anymore.
A my nežijeme naše životy.
We live his life which is eternal.
My žijeme život pre neho, ktorý je večný.
And that's how we stand in Christ.
A takto zostávame v Kristovi.
In front of him, in front of God, redeemed, renewed, transformed.
Pred ním obnovený, transformovaný, očistený.
And ready to whatever life brings to us.
A pripravený na čokoľvek život prinesie.
But we know that at the end we know where we are going. We know our address.
A vieme nakoniec, kam pôjdeme. Vieme našu adresu.
Our destiny.
Až náš údel.
Thank you for this opportunity. God bless you.
Ďakujem za túto možnosť. Pán vás žehnaj.